Page 78. Exercises 5 and 6. Listen to Grace and William discussing a school project about bats. Which bat can help people with health problems? Then listen again and complete the sentences.
Quick, Grace, before my brother comes home and wants the computer, let's get started on our school project.
OK, William, so which animal do you want to do our project on?
Bats.
Bats? Ugh! Bats are the most disgusting animal ever! Why can't we write about parrots? They're much prettier than bats, and they're birds too.
Actually, bats aren't birds, bats are mammals.
Mammals? Really?
Yes, bats have live babies, not eggs. And they're the only mammal with the ability to fly.
Maybe they are more interesting than parrots. Where do bats live?
Let's look it up on the internet. Here's something. According to this, bats live all over the world. They prefer warm weather, so hot countries are the best places to find them.
Do they always live in caves?
No. Many types of bats live in trees. There are bats in the trees in our garden.
Really? That's frightening.
No, it's good. Those bats eat insects in the garden. They aren't as quick as birds, but some bats can catch 1,200 insects in an hour.
1,200 insects in an hour? That's amazing. What else do they eat?
Some bats eat fruit. When they eat fruit, seeds from inside the fruit fall to the ground and new trees grow there. So bats help the environment too.
Wow! They eat insects and they help trees grow. So bats are actually our friends.
That's right. Even the vampire bat can help people.
The vampire bat? Is that real?
Yes, it is. But it drinks the blood of animals, not of people.
Is that how it helps people, by not drinking our blood?
No, silly. Scientists make medicine from a chemical in the vampire bat's mouth. This medicine can save people's lives.
That's incredible.